Nolan, before that home run, how much of that 1-2 pitch did you actually get there?
I hit it pretty good. It felt good. Right when I hit it, I knew it was probably going to go. You just never know. I didn't want to act like I knew right away. I hit it really well, and it felt good to do that.
I mean the pitch before that.
I definitely nicked it. I'm just happy Mark heard it. There's no way he saw it, but he heard it too. And even Nito, I think he knew I fouled it off also. So thank God he heard that, because that wouldn't have been good.
How is it to see a bullpen lock these things down when your previous team didn't always do that when you were playing there?
Well, I'm just happy to be a part of this group. These guys do a great job. Our bullpen's really good, and I'm just really happy with the way we're playing. We're playing good baseball right now. We're pitching well. We're playing good defense, and we're getting some timely hitting. So, all in all, we're doing a great job, and our bullpen has done really good.
Thank you.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
Nolan, over the past 5 games, it's really seemed like a turnaround from the offense. What are you seeing from the lineup that's allowed the offense to power through and get these 5 straight wins?
Yeah, I think it's just the quality of bats we're having right now as a group, 1 through 9. I think early on in the season, it was kind of just a few guys. Edmund has just been starting it off for us. Tommy's just done an unreal job for us. I mean, he gets everything going for us. And then DC has done an unbelievable job too, hitting that 2-hole. They just have good quality at bats, and they set the tone for us, and they've done a really good job. But right now we're just 1 through 9. We're all having quality at bats, and it's been really good, but I still think we're better offense than what we're doing. I still feel like I haven't gotten going the way I know I can. I know Goldie probably feels that way, Paulie, so I think we can get even better. And that's a good sign.
Thank you.
Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat.
Nolan, as good as the starters have been here over the last couple of weeks, how important was it tonight, especially to get a little bit of a call and response offense going and pick up Leno maybe if he didn't have his best outing tonight?
Yeah, I mean, there's just no quit in this group. We stayed with it. We just stayed there and competed our butts off, and that was it. Leno gave us everything he had. I know he wouldn't be very happy, but he still gave us 5 or 6, I think, and that's what we needed, and that's what makes him so good. But like I said, just the quality of bats. The Mets had some really good at bats, but we didn't get down. We found a way, and we hit some mistakes, and it worked out.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
And Nolan, what would you make of the power that you guys kind of have up and down this lineup? Paul seems like he's got some, maybe not the most imposing guy, got some easy pop, and Dylan can and someone out. What have you just made of guys kind of being able to, rattle off home runs after each other, build off each other, just the power up and down the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to know that, 1 through 9, that someone can, hit one out. I think the good lineups usually have that. They usually have, you continue to go through the lineup, someone can clip you. And it's good to have that. But, besides that, it's not really about homers. It's just about the quality of bats that we're having as a group. Everyone's in the ball hard, working the counts, drawing walks, just doing the little things to put pressure on a pitcher. And we've been doing that lately.
Brendan Schaefer, KMOV TV.
Nolan, I'm curious if you've ever seen a situation like that in the 9th happen where the lights go out with the potential game-winning pitch about to be delivered. That had to be a little bizarre.
That was a little bizarre. That was weird, but I thank God for the new LED lights we have, that you can just turn them on and off whenever you want, I guess.